Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and everyone. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. So glad that you tune in. I trust you've been having a glorious and a victorious week. We thank and praise the Lord for what he is doing in this hour. And I tell you, I prophesize to you today, God is doing some great in you as well as through you. Do not allow yourself to be moved by the things that is contrary to what God said and what God promised you. Keep your eyes and focus on what is written about you and your family. The Bible declared that God watches over his word to perform it. So hold fast to the profession. That word profession is another word for confession. So hold fast to the profession of your faith. That means make sure you continue to decree, make sure you continue to say and decree and declare what God's word have said about you and your family. The Bible tells us that God have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. You know, when I, maybe 10, 15 years ago, if it was that long, God began to reveal to me the already. And God let me know everything that I need. He done already made. He done made. It's already there. But then the Holy Spirit had to show and teach me how to receive and operate in the already. So there too again, be encouraged today. If you got a loved one, if it's a loved one that you've been praying for, well, guess what? The Bible says keep knocking, keep asking, and it said the door be open. Keep believing, keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting God for it. Don't give up on it because he watched over his word to perform it. Amen. So there too again, I trust that was a word to encourage you, and I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong, and we always thank God because he is the founder and the host of this broadcast. I thank and praise the Lord for allowing us to play a part in it, and I just thank God for all those who have tuned in and been receiving the word because I tell you, the word encouraged me just as much as it probably do you that God helped me to share with. And I tell you, the more I walk with the Lord, the more I want to walk with him. And I done learned a few things, just the old saints used to say. I done learned a few things in a few days. And I tell you, we have to do just like Jesus said in Matthew, the 4th chapter, when he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. And you and I is responsible to get into the word and read it. Okay? We've been talking about we need to pray earnest. See, the foundation came from Hebrews, the second chapter. We was talking for about a month about the ought or walking in the fear of the Lord and how to walk in the fear of the Lord and how for it to be restored in your life. And then the Lord have brought me to this now. We've been talking the whole month of February, according to Hebrews, the second chapter, in that first verse. It said, therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have here, lest at any time we should let them slip. And he gone in the next three verses, that tell you the consequences are not paying heed or giving heed to the message that was being ministered. And so we're gonna start in Ephesians on Monday. We did a lot of reviewing, and I'm not finna led today to do a lot of reviewing, but we're going to go right into the scripture that we said we were going to start at because I tell you, this word is true. And even the Bible tells us on one occasion that we need to really desire the sincere word. The word of God is so important. I compare the word of God to a manual. Father, it's in the name of Jesus right now. We want to say thank you We praise you and we bless you for this day, God, because truly this is the day that you have made. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity. I thank and praise you, Father, for those that have tuned into the broadcast. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will be released over the airway, that he will bring enlightenment and understanding to those that would tune in. We thank you. We cover each hearer with the blood of Jesus right now. We cover the airways with the blood of Jesus. And we thank and we praise you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're finna get in the word. And you know what Prophet Miller word is? Put your eyes on it. Yes, I believe, I'm a strong believer in that you need to not only hear the word, but you need to put your eyes on the word. The Bible tells us to seek the word, in it we will find eternal life. And that is so important. I always compare my Bible to a manual. And the Bible is a manual to my life, to your life. It tells us how to live on this earth, a fallen world, but it tells us how we can live on this earth or in this earth, and we can still experience the victory that Jesus won. Now listen, when you read the back of, when you get in Revelation, you'll see we won. But there too again, even though Jesus won the victory for us, and even though everything we need, God then gave it to us pertaining to life and godliness, it's just not going to automatically fall out the sky. Now that's something that I had to learn when I first got saved. I just thought that everything was written just going to automatically happen. And everything, I wasn't going to have no problem with the devil at that time, and I found out I was mistaken. So as I continue to read the word, I begin to find out, yes, we have the victory, but it's certain things we have to do. Yes, all of God promised is yes and amen, but it also some conditions in there. Amen. It's some condition there. So if you have your Bibles, now I'm going to go just read back. I'm going to read from the Amplified, Hebrews, the second chapter and that third verse. It says, since all this is true, in that first chapter, he's talking about Jesus and the part that Jesus played. He says, since all this is true, we ought to pay much closer attention than ever to the truth that we have here, lest in any way we drift past them and slip away. Other words, it is so important to give heed to what is written. I stressed that in the beginning. Now, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be reading probably from the Amplified. I probably get into Living too. Amen. Some people don't maybe agree with that, but listen, this is the way God give it to me. So the way God give it to me, I got to give it to you that way. Amen. Now, this is the way he tell me to minister to people. I always like to show it to them in the word. I say this all the time. It's not the final revelation. I want you to hear me. This is not the final revelation. But we still dealing with, and if I was to use for a subject today, a title for this, it was the importance of the value of the word of God. It's so important. And in the hour and the time that we live in, we can get so busy. I wonder how many people, before they go to work, read their Bible, or before they go to work, they pray or spend some time with the Lord. Because we can get so busy that we just don't make and find time in the word. And as we stated in Romans, the 12th chapter, Paul was saying that we need not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. And one of the scriptures that I read on last week, it's a renewal of the mind is restructuring our soul. And we said, man, have a spirit, soul, and body. I found out we more have a soulish problem. The Bible tells us in 3 John, beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul. My soul is consisting of my mind, will, and my emotion. You know, it is so important. It is so important. And also, in my day of meditation, I was something else came to me. Whatever the mind, wherever the mind is, the body will follow. And I'm telling you, the value of a renewed mind, it is so important. And a lot of time, a lot of people get saved, and they don't continue to renew their mind. Either they'll start, but then when adversity show up, they'll stop. But that's the time that you need to really read the word. Some people, when they experience in certain trials and tribulation or persecution, a lot of time either they don't got offended, they'll withdraw. They'll withdraw from the church, they'll withdraw from people, and then a lot of them, they'll withdraw from the word. The Bible said going to be a great falling away in the last day. Many going to depart from the faith. And I find out some people, they don't realize when you leave the church, you're leaving God. Don't let the enemy tell you, okay, you ain't got to go to church to get the word. You ain't got to. Listen, it's already written what God wants us to do. That's why I tell people all the time, you need to pray about before you join yourself to any ministry. You need to pray and let the Lord lead you. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. The Bible tells us to him that want to know the will of God, to him it'll be revealed. The Bible tells us he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Now, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, there's many voices out, but I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit saying to you? And Jesus tells us when the Holy Spirit comes, he said the Holy Spirit would not speak of himself, but the Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus, or better yet, he'll make the word of the life of Jesus a reality to each of us. Amen. Okay, in Hebrews the fourth chapter, we're going to begin reading at that 17th verse. I'm going to read it from the King James. And then I'll probably go back and read it in the Amplified, okay? It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord. I'm in Ephesians 4:17. He said, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding doctrine, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. And there too again, the epistle is to tell us how to walk in the newness of life, how to walk in this earth as a Christian, how we supposed to conduct ourselves, how God would have us to do it. He said, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupted according to the deceitful lust. Thereto again, if you don't renew your mind, hear me. I have heard some saints that, well, Prophet Miller, I go to church, but I find myself sometimes when I get upset, I find myself want to say things and do things I used to then do. Well, you got to remember, after you get born again, you didn't get a new soul. We got a new spirit. We got a new nature. God did away with the sinful nature. But in order to operate in the fullness of that new nature, the God nature, that's why you find yourself you want to do right more than ever. But you have to renew your mind. You have to get in the word and read it. Now, some people might say, you know, I need a quick fix. No. In the Bible, it's no such thing. In the kingdom, it's no quick fix. It's a process. It's a learning, forever learning process. It's some things you have to do. You don't go on a job and expect to get a paycheck and you ain't work. You understand that I have to do so many hours in order to get a paycheck. Well, in the kingdom, no, I am saved by faith and grace in Christ. But let me tell you something. I didn't work to get saved. I believed to get saved. But when it come down to after I get saved, it's going to be everything I receive from Jesus coming alive is by faith in what he said. Okay. Then he said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You keep saying he's talking about the mind. He said that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Now, that's what I was shooting for Monday, but we didn't get there. But anyway, he said, neither give place to the devil. Okay, we're going to kind of try to show you through the word how we give place to the devil. Now, see, the enemy, as a born-again believer, he just can't walk in your life and mind as he want to. We have to give him permission. Otherwise, how you do? We open the door. And that's why Satan banking on you and I being ignorant. Now, you know, Uncle Sam said, I used to hear him say, Uncle Sam said, mind is a third thing to waste. And y'all, I'm telling you, he said, neither give place. Now, one scripture said, don't open the door. You know, one translation. He said, neither. Now, he telling us, if you look at the 23rd verse, or really, the 17th all the way down to the to the 32nd verse, is really telling us what we're supposed to do. Now, if he's telling us what we're supposed to do, that means that God have graced us with the ability that we can do it. See, in Romans, the first chapter, he said, we were without excuse. And a lot of times I hear people say, well, I can't do this, I can't do this. First thing, you need to know what God say you can do or what God say about you. If you don't know what God say about you, you prone to listen at whatever anything people say or believe or want to do what you want to do. But see, when you read the word, like I said, the epistle was written to the believers. We're telling us what we must do after we don't receive Jesus, after we've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And he said, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Let him labor, working with his hand, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and calamity and evil speaking be put away from you without malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake forgave you. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go in the Amplified. We ain't going to mess with the Living. We'll just go in the Amplified because we're going to break these scriptures down and see what God will have us to do. Amen. In Ephesians 4, like I said, put your eyes on it. And this is what the Amplified translation say. In that 17th verse, he says, so this I say and solemnly testify in the name of the Lord as in his presence that you must no longer live as the heathen, the Gentiles, do in their persevering in the folly, vanity, and emptying of their soul and fountain of their mind. Thereto again, he would let them know, once you get born again, you shouldn't walk like the heathen. You shouldn't walk like people or act or talk or live like people that's not saved. And see, the Bible said, let your light shine so the other men may see. And even tell us that God tell us to ask that he may be glorified. And see, there too again, as a born-again believer, you just can't live any kind of way. When you get saved, you can't just live like you ain't saved. Okay? Let's see what else he said. He said, their moral understanding is darkened and their reason is beclouded. They are alienated, extreme, self-banished from the life of God with no share in it. This is because the ignorance, the warning, a knowledge and perception. The willfulness, blindness that is deep-seated in them due to their hardness of heart and to insensitiveness of their moral nature. And see, there too, again, it's a difference between a person that's saved, or a person that walks in the light, and a person in darkness, a sinner. And we living in a time now, in this modern time, so many times, you can't tell some of the sinners from the believers and the believers from the sinners, because they acting and they talking, dressing and talking the same way. It's supposed to be a difference. He said, in the spirit of past, they have become callous and past-filling and reckless and have abandoned themselves a prey to upbraided sinuous ego and greedy to indulge in every form of impurity that their deprived desire may suggest and demand. He said, we're not supposed to do that. See, a sinner just do what they want to do. They don't have no really concern about what God and nobody else think about them. They got them, I'm living to please me. And some of them, because of their ignorance and don't want to find out, they could care less what God says. I've had some people, the enemy got them so messed up in the mind, they'll say, you know, well, I'm going down to hell and I'm going to take over hell. No, you ain't. Now, that just foolish talking right there. But the Bible tells us in Ephesians, the 7th chapter, it said we once, how Satan have, we used to walk in the spirit of disobedience. A person that's not saved, their father is the devil. That's why they're going to lie, they're going to cheat, they're going to steal, they're going to do whatever they can do. Because that is their nature. But you and I is supposed to be different. Amen? Okay, let us, he said, but ye did not so learn Christ, assuming that you have really heard him and been taught by him, as all truth is in Jesus, embodied and personified in him. Strip yourself of your former nature, put off, disregard your old unrenewed self. Listen, old unrenewed self, which characterizes your previous matter of life and become corrupt through lust. Now, when you see that word lust, he ain't just only talking about sex desires. You can lust for the wrong things. Come on, somebody. One of the things that John said, one of the lust of the eye. You ever, and God had to, I had to get a deliver. I used to go in the store, and everything I see, I lust after it. I crave, I wanted it. You know, some people go in the grocery store, they say, I'm going for one thing, and they find out they come out with five or other things or 10 things. Now, some people, and I do agree with it, no, you don't need to go in the store when you're hungry. But you can go in the store and not hungry. And if you don't have no controls over your desires, come on, or over your eyes, come on, somebody, you'll start lusting after certain things in the grocery store. You'll go in there with a certain, in your mind, I'm just going to get three or four things. So I don't have an X amount of dollars, and I need to limit myself, but you'll go in that store and you'll get more than you should have got. Come on, somebody. Or you'll go and spend your rent money, your bill money, and then you'll be, that's because of your lust. You don't have no control over it. Okay? But that's what he said, strip yourself of that. The free man, and become corrupted through lust and desire and sprang from delusion. And he said, be constantly renewing in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spirit attitude, and put on the new nature, the regenerated self, created in God's image, God-like and true righteousness and hope. Well, how you do that? You got, like I said, you got to renew your mind, and you got to constantly renew your mind. It's just like on a job. The more you work on that job, the more you get, you recognize the job. You know how to work that job. You don't need nobody to keep telling you. Well, the more I read this word, the more I can walk in it and do, and I can remember what God say. And when temptation comes, then I know how to do what Paul said in Romans the 12th, not Romans, but in 1 Corinthians, I can cast down every imagination and every thought that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Now, you ain't going to do that if you don't know what the word say. It's my responsibility to do something with my thoughts. God ain't going to do nothing with my thoughts. I was talking to my granddaughter earlier today, and she was saying, Grandmama, a certain thought be coming, I be telling God to get rid of. I said, baby, God is not going to get rid of your thoughts. That's not God's responsibility. I said, God is not going to get rid of your thoughts. That's your responsibility, yes? That's your responsibility and my responsibility. And see, this is what I'm saying. A lot of times we go around, and because we don't know what the word say, we asking God. And First Corinthians, I think it's First Corinthians, the 10th chapter. I'm going to go there to make sure. I think if I'm not making a mistake, it's First Corinthians. I want to find it because I want to make sure. Because like I said, there too again, you and I have a responsibility. Do you hear me? You and I have a responsibility. And like I said, a lot of times we asking God to do, in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I'm sorry, it tells us that in that third verse, it said, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exhort itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Who do that? You do that. I do that. And guess what? We can do that. See, once you get born again, you have to train yourself. And the more you do it, the better you get with it, the better you practice it. You know, I found out you can train your spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is in my spirit. But with his, we can train ourselves, but that's something we have to continue to work at. Amen? Amen. Okay, it said in the 23rd, I'm going back to the Amplified, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new nature, the regeneration self created in God's image, God-like and true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, reject all falsehoods in being done now with it. Let everyone express the truth with his neighbor, for we are all part of one body and member of one another. Lord have mercy. Do you not know? You and I supposed to lie not one to another. We're not supposed to lie at all, because the Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies. And like I said, a lot of times somebody said, Prophet Miller, I learned that when I got saved, okay? But is you still walking in it? You know, it's easy to start something, but to maintain it. Have you noticed that it's easy to start something, and whatever you don't persevere and be consistent, you can drift away from it, or you can lose. That's what he was saying in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter. We need to pay earnest heed to the things that we hear, lest at any time we let them slip. You and I have to learn, and with the help of the Lord, he'll help us to maintain. Amen? He will help us to maintain. Okay, so when angry, okay, in that 26, he said, when angry, do not sin, do not ever let your wrath or your exasperation, your fear, indignation last until the sun go down. Now, the Bible says anger rests in the bosom of a fool. It's not a sin to get angry, because God knows, in this earth, in this world, we're going to get angry. But he tells us in the word, anger rests in the bosom of a fool. We need to be careful with the spirit of Christ. The Bible says soft word turn away wrath. And now listen, you have to work on that. You know, like I said, you ain't going to get there overnight, but if you desire to do it. Have you ever noticed when I was working on a full-time job, they used to have, you could smoke in, they had smoking areas where as the time, you know, continued, they began to remove, no smoking in the building, around in the parking lot, or none of that. But I would watch some people, they didn't smoke. They could control that craving. Now, some sneaked and tried to smoke in the bathroom, regardless of what, but for the most of them, they was able to suppress that craving. But see, that just goes to show you the way that God created anything you really want to do, we can do it, whether it's right or wrong. And even after you get born again. See, I found out God gave all us a will. And I'm telling you, God gave all us a will. I have a will, you have a will. God ain't going to make none of us do nothing. Come on, somebody. God ain't going to make you do it. If you don't want to do it, guess what? God ain't going to make you do it. That's up to you. But see, there too again, when it comes down to it. No, God ain't gonna make you do nothing. God ain't gonna make Prophet Miller do nothing. It's all on Prophet Miller. If I will to do it, I can do it. And God will help me to do it. Okay? I'm gonna read on because this is good. I thank and praise the Lord for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word, God. I thank you. Father, we thank you. We praise you for your word. Thank you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. That's one you can thank and praise God for. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, God. God word, I'm telling y'all, God word is so good. Are you hearing me? God word is so good. And I tell you, when you really get into the scriptures and begin to read what God word say, listen, you'll find yourself having the desire to want to do it, and you will experience the power of God helping you to do it. But like I said, he tells us in that 26th verse in the King James, it said, neither give plate to the devil, but it also tells us, get angry and sin not. So like I said, it's not a sin to get angry, but God wants us to control our anger. Then he gone and tells us to let be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That's the King James Version. But there too, again, like I said, it's God's will for you and I to control. You can control your thoughts. Some people say, I don't believe that. Yes, you can. You just haven't tried and believed based upon what the word said that you can do it. I can tell good when my mind is in a battle. Mind-binding thoughts. What you mean with mind-binding? Thoughts of doubt and unbelief. Everything begins with a thought, and that's why one of the armor of the believers in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it tells us to put on the helmet of salvation. You know, Paul related our armor in the spiritual realm to the Romans, the armor they had to use before they went out and fought. And he said, the helmet of salvation. The battle is in the mind. The enemy going to always target the mind because, as I said, whatever the mind is, the body will follow. And I'm telling you, if God told Joshua to meditate on the word day and night, y'all, it's very important what we hear. Sometimes, I done been there, you can sit down and watch certain things on the TV and you don't realize how much that you took in. You don't realize how much you be not took in by sitting there just listening. You don't have no idea how much you took in or anything like that. But then when you go, it just come to you. It's like, wow, I didn't realize, you know, I took in all of that. Okay, and then the 28th verse, let me read the Amplified 27. Sometimes y'all, I be going real fast. Let me slow down a little bit. He said, leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Now, the Bible tells us in James, he tells us the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Seeking. Be sober. The enemy go to extreme measures to get in our thought, because he know wherever the mind go, my body will follow. Thoughts, wherever my thought, the next thing, my words. The psalmist said, set a watch over my mouth, keep the doors of my lips, so I won't say anything that would grieve or quench the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's go on. Then he gone and said, let the thief steal no more, but rather let him be industrious, making an honest living with his own hand, so that he may be able to give to those in need. And, you know, I remember when I was working on the job and what I did in the supply room, they had a lot of these yellow tablets and markers and everything. And one day I said, you know, he came to me, and it wasn't God. He said, why don't you just go and take one? You ain't got to ask nobody for it. And as quick as the thought came, another thought came. You'll be stealing. So you need to go ask your supervisor, can you have it? And you know, a lot of times, We as born-again believers, we work on a job, and we feel if we're in charge, we can take certain supplies from that job, certain things from it with that. Don't you know that's stealing? But we don't call that stealing, do we? Well, I work on the job. They ain't going to miss it. You stealing. That's what you're doing. You stealing. And see, there too again, we as born-again believers, we supposed to hate for God hate. God is a God of justice. God is a holy God. We supposed to hate what God hate, like what God like. That's what we as born-again believers supposed to do. We don't supposed to be out here doing all these things that the world doing. See, your people going to look more at your life. They're going to read you more than they read the Bible. Some people say, I'm trying to testify to, I want to testify to somebody. No, you just live the life. Your life will testify to people. Your life will let them know whether you save or not save. I know one time I was in the grocery store and this old lady walked up to me. I'm in the line and she said, I know you saved. I wasn't dressed. I didn't have on my clergy shirt. I didn't have on my civil attire, nothing like that. Didn't have a cross around my neck. But, and I just know. And she, ain't you saved? And I'm saying, no. She said, ain't you a preacher? I said, yes. And everybody just, you know, everybody looking at me. And I'm saying, be quiet. Just, you know, okay. Because I see it on you. I just see it. I see it on you. Well, see, I found out you don't have to go around and tell people who you is, but the light will shine through. It don't have no other choice. If you and I just live the light will shine. Then he gone in the 29th verse, he said, let no foul or polluted language, nor evil words, not unwholesome. Oh, man, this is a good one. Worth talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progresses of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sad him by whom you will see a mark, brand as God's own secure, for the day of redemption of final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Now, he telling us, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And I'm telling you, I have had some say, well, they made me mad and I cussed. And I did. Listen, you have to work on that now, Lord. You know, help me. Believers ain't got no business walking around here using profanity. Well, Prophet Miller, you don't know what they did to me. I know what Jesus did for you. You mean when I first got saved, yeah, it was time I was tempting and time I did it. But every time I repent, and the goal was, now, and it, you can't be doing that. And I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord helped me with that. See, the Bible don't ask us to be perfect, but the Bible asks us to mature in the things of God. If you was a liar last month, you ought not be no liar this month. And going around here speaking negative things and ugly things about people, that is not the spirit of God. When God would, I mean, you know, and I know it grieved God when we as saints get on Facebook and get on the tell and we blast one another and putting one another down. Y'all, that is not the spirit of God. And you wonder why you not experience the power of God in your life and you not seeing God manifesting himself through you to other people. That's why. Amen. That's good word. But he said, let. Who let? You let. You can say, God, help me with my mouth. I like the scripture, where let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I tell the Lord, help me. I don't want, God, help me to be considered other people, as a minister of the gospel, you know. It have been time I find myself, my sister, no, sister, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. Y'all, we have to consider other people. You know, well, I don't care how they feel, you should. Now, if I know I'm telling somebody true because I'm always praying, Holy Spirit, help me to say this and give this message in the spirit of love. But to try to make somebody feel bad. See, that God don't condemn us. The Holy Spirit convict us. I found out we condemn ourselves more than the Holy Spirit, because he don't do that. We can do that, and we can let other people condemn us and make us feel guilty. Once you repent, the Bible says, when we confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive us, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from unrighteousness. Once you and I confess, once we confess to God, that's what God wants us to do. Father, forgive me. I said so and so, and I did that. And then have a change of mind, see, and a change of heart. That's what repenting is. God don't mean for us to keep repenting for the same thing. A lot of times when you're doing it, your intention is not to change. I know that's tight, but it's right. When we're serious about things, God will help us to make the change. But he said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that is edified, to that it minister grace unto the hearer. And then he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Then he said, let all bitterness and wrath, look at the 31 verse, you can look at it from the King James or the Amplified, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and calamity and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And some saints, they just say anything, and that's not supposed to be a part of you. Well, honey, they just got on my nerves. No, you allow them. When the Lord began to reveal that to me, he said, you can't allow people to get on your nerves. You in charge. You have the remote in you. Really? The Lord had to let me know. You allowed the enemy to make you feel a certain way because you ain't in control of your emotion. You know. Now, you say, after I think sticks and bone may break my bone, but what you said about me, something to that effect, I don't forget it. It's a whole proverb. But anyway, that's the thing. God gave you grace. You can do it if you're born again believer, but you need to repent. See, some people ain't got it. Our word is the seed. Everything God do, it start with a seed. And words is seed. Thoughts is seed. If you don't cast down a thought, that's what it's a seed, and it'll begin to grow. And every time that thought comes and you don't cast it down, it going to grow, and it going to get strong. It's the old folks say, you don't wait till a tree get a root on it grows, and then trying to bend it. That's what they were saying. They would use that term with your children. When I was growing up, they didn't mind using the word of correction. Nowadays, some parents are like, they're afraid to use the word of correction on their children. And y'all, I'm telling you, the Bible said, train up a child in the way that they should go. In the Bible, it tells us God lead us in the way we should go, not the way we want to go. God, I found out God lead me in the way that I should go, not the way I want to go. Because the way I want to go is contrary to the way God want me to go. And as I mature, as you mature in God, you're going to find yourself want to do the what God wants you to do. But if you find yourself after born again believing you've been saved for a few days, a few years, and you using profanity, you walk around talking about, I hate this, and they make me sick. And, baby, you done allow your flesh and its desires to dominate you, and you find yourself acting like you did before you got saved. I give up. Forget this. I ain't got to take this. And Jesus said if you're going to follow after him, you're going to have to deny yourself. Don't you know the Bible tells us if you sow to your flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You can't satisfy your flesh because flesh always want more. It always want more. It always want to do that. You can't satisfy the flesh. Are you hearing me? Like I said, then he gone now. I'm coming in. And he was saying, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. I'm reading from the Amplified. We don't supposed to sad him. And that 31 verse, it said, let all bitterness. And I want to read this something that God gave me a long time ago in Hebrews. It's from Hebrews 12 and 15. And I experienced this. It's like a small root that grow. I'm talking about bitterness. Like a small root that grow into a great tree. Bitterness sprang up in our hearts and overshadow even our deepest Christian relationship. A poison root of bitterness comes when we, listen, let me tell you how it comes. It's a poison root of bitterness comes when we allow disappointment to grow into resentment. off when we nurture grudge over past hurt. Bitterness brings with it jealousy, dissension, and morality. Are you here? When you watch it, when you find yourself being disappointed about something, if you ain't quick to forgive that person, it'll grow into resentment. You'll nurture grudge. You'll have a bad feeling about them. Your emotion again. I've had some couples tell me, you know, I like my husband, but I don't love him. I'm looking at him like, what you said, is this the man you want to love? See, you allow bitterness and resentments to get in your heart through contention and all of that, dissension. You can't do that. That's why the Bible tells us, the Bible says, squash, separate the best of friends. Come on now. And that, even in marriage, it's a way that God would have husband and wife to respond to one another. It's not like the world. That's why you need to get in the Bible and read and find out what God says. You can't live like the world. If they love me, I love them. They'll treat me right. I ain't going to treat them. Now, if a sinner said it, I don't have a problem with that. But as a born-again believer, you don't have no business saying that. Look what he said. I'm reading from the Amplified, the 31 verse. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper, resentment, anger, animosity, quarreling, bitterness, calamity, contention, slander, evil speaking, abusive, blasphemy, language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, abasement of any kind. He said, let go of that. Now, a sinner is a, I done told you, a sinner ain't going to be trying to, but as a born-again believer. I remember when I was working on the job, and this woman, she didn't like me. She was the other race, and she didn't like me. We shared a machine together, and this woman didn't like me, and this woman, people would come up to them. I don't know, well, I know it was because I was saved, and the spirit in me, that she didn't like the spirit in me. And she would say, I don't like Ann Miller. I mean, she would talk about me red to my face. And I was determined, because the Bible tell me to forgive, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, pray for them that despitefully use you. See, the Bible tell you, you have to love your enemy, bless them that curse you, then you have to pray for them that despitefully use you. And see, there too again, I was determined to do what the word say, in spite of what that individual did to me. I was determined. I'm going to do what the word say. And I begin to take what Luke said. I begin to pray for him every day. I even find myself, I had to fast. I had to fast at times because this woman was doing everything where the enemy was influencing this woman to do everything she can to teed me off. And I would determine, I would fast. Days before I go to work, I would fast, and I would pray in my prayer. And I'd be saying, Lord, help me. And I would say, God love Linda, I love Linda. God forgive Linda, I do. And at that time, I did not know how the enemy, it wasn't a reality to me, how the enemy can influence against you. See, the enemy can influence in us. Remember when Jesus asked the disciples, who do men said it was? And Peter got the Lord revealed to Peter that he was the Christ. And after that, Jesus began to tell them what was going to happen to them in a few days. And what happened? Peter, the devil began to influence Peter. Well, how you know it was the devil? The scriptures say, Peter pulled Jesus to the side and told, Master, be it far from you. And what did Jesus say? Jesus turned and looked, and he said, Satan, get behind me. He didn't say Peter. And y'all do something when the reality that came to me. Now, sometimes it just did, but we have to be careful. Sometimes the enemy can influence you and I if we're not careful, especially if we don't know what the word say. The Bible tell us, in St. Mark, the 23rd chapter, in the 25th verse, it tell us we need to be careful how we hear. Where it started out, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. The Holy Spirit going to always be in agreement with what is written. Now, you might not be in agreement with it. But the Holy Spirit gonna always, just one way you know he's speaking to you. He gonna always quicken to you and I what is written and how God will have us to conduct ourselves. But if you don't read the word and if you don't maintain a renewed mind, you ain't gonna do it. And I'm telling you, this profanity and talking about hating one another, I can't stand so-and-so. Baby, you don't know what that do to your anointing. I have to learn what strife does. Strife will suppress the anointing. That's what it'll do. That's why you don't need to get it. That's why the Bible says, as I said, a soft word turn away wrath. And I'm telling you, here Paul was really telling these, the church, he was telling them really how they supposed to live since they were new Christians. And then he gone down. If you look at the 32nd verse, I read the 32nd verse from the King James Version. He said, and be ye kind one to another. Be kind. Well, Prophet Miller, they ain't kind to me. Listen, the Bible said that we do everything asked unto the Lord. Listen, I learned that because I do right by people, that don't mean them same people going to do right by me. But God is faithful. God going to make sure what you sow, you reap. You might not get it from them, but God's going to make sure it come back to you some way and somehow. And there too, again, everything we do, we supposed to be doing ask unto the Lord. Come on. Well, how do you think you serve God? The way we serve God is the way we treat every people, our neighbor. He said, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despise or use you. That's what the Bible says. For be forgiven, that's what he was saying. He said, and be ye kind one to another, tender heart, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake shall forgive you. Let me see what the Amplified say. It said, become useful, helpful to one another, kind to one another, tenderhearted, compassion, understanding. Y'all, let me tell you something. We're a work of art. I say a lot to her. I said, God, you got to be God in the Holy Spirit. Because to tolerate with me, because Ann Miller can be a mess. Now, I don't mean that, you know, profanity, but y'all sometimes, you have to wrestle with yourself. Sometimes when I'm being persecuted, a false accusation, I have to tell Ann Miller, you ain't doing that. Or sometimes I might say, so, Ann Miller, you going to do that. Because sometimes my flesh don't want to line up. It don't want to get in alignment with what God is saying to do. But listen, because we have the Spirit of Christ on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit, if you know, we can do what God say. I can do all things because the greater one is in me. God's Spirit is in me. The only thing that will hinder God from doing what he want in us, and listen, he ain't going to override your will. If you don't want to, he ain't going to bother you. I had to learn that. Now, the devil forced himself on us. But God, the Holy Spirit, won't do it. God will reveal. I think it's in Deuteronomy 30:19. Moses said, it was through Moses God gave. He said, I set before you this day, blessing and cursing, life and death. He said, now you choose. You choose life that you and your seed may live. And see, you got to realize whatever you do, it affects whoever connected to you. Whatever I do, it's going to confess. It's going to affect the Miller family. It's going to affect the Green family. It's going to affect the whole body of Christ. Now, a person ain't saved, they selfish. And you got some saints, if they ain't matured and grown into that, they selfish. I don't care about nobody but me. And I'll listen, honey, this way, but no. You don't want to go down that road. Because the Bible declared, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man sow, that's what he shall also reap. And he telling you, you can be kind, but you don't know they be raising their voice and they ain't doing right by me. You do right by them. That's the way that works. I learned that. I had to put that into practice, and now I'm going to do right by you if you don't do right by me. I'm going to treat you right if you don't treat me right. Because guess what? The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. When you stand before God, you're going to give an account. You ain't going to give an account for what they did to you. You're going to give an account based on the finishing work of Christ. And because of grace, God can empower you to do it. You're going to give an account. Don't let the devil deceive you. And that's what he wants people. Oh, it's okay. No, it's not. The Bible says whatever you sow, you're going to reap that. Might not come back the same day. And y'all listen, vigil belong to the Lord and my time is up. Well, I tell you, I thank God for it. And thank God for you that tune in this evening. And I know the word been a blessing to you. And I'm telling you, you can do this. Don't let the enemy have you to believe you can't do what the word say. Grace is there to empower you and enable you to do it if you so desire. And the Bible said, forgive like God forgave us. Listen, God didn't forgive me when I asked him to forgive me, but he did it because of Jesus. God showed that to me. Don't wait on somebody to come to you and say, forgive me. As the old folk, you say, you be the bigger person, the more mature one. Be quick to forgive. God will help you. Come on. God don't keep bringing up to your face what you did last week if you ask him to forgive. And that's the way we as born again the believer supposed to live. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for your word. I give you praise. I give you honor for it right now. I thank you right now for that person that is dealing with unforgiveness, that person that dealing with bitterness. Father, I pray as the Holy Spirit continue to deal with them after we go off the air, that you will help them to do it by faith, and they will experience the joy, the peace that Jesus came to give. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.